Okay. Notes, candle, glasses, duck, 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 one row. It's Christmas Eve. And here we are, Christmas Eve. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, the 12 days of Christmas then begin. You are allowed to put up your tree, your lights, okay? But you can't take them down until Epiphany, okay? January 6th, that's when Christmas ends. So no boxing up the trees till January 6th. Santa's watching. It has been a rush of an Advent season. We've had hope, peace, joy, and love shared. And I want to touch on just a little bit of those elements this evening, right after I read this passage from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Hear these words of the story, the birth of Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And all who heard, when they saw this, they had made known what had been told to them about the child. And all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard as it had been told them. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, here in this space, breathe into us your spirit, we pray, that the words from my mouth and the meditations of my heart may be wholly acceptable to you, to find a home in the hearts of these, your beloved. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I'm going to take those four Advent themes in slightly different order. I'm going to begin with joy. Luke begins this passage by highlighting the political context, implied political power of a census. In the midst of bureaucratic ordeals, Luke focuses our attention on the humble, the scene of a young mother bearing her first child, unaware and momentarily unconcerned about the world that exists just a few steps beyond the manger. Luke even carefully crafts for us a key phrase. "I bring you good news," the angel says. The euangelion. The euangelion was the phrase that the empire used to spread around every time they conquered another community by military force. This is a different good news. Joy, as it seems here, is in the unexpected, sudden type moments. On June 28, 2025, Bryce Shelton proposed to his girlfriend, Paige Berdomas, in South Dakota. Now, getting engaged is a fairly common event. Unless, of course, you consider the large and looming tornado not far behind the storm-chasing couple. Bryce was the embodiment of calm in the midst of a literal storm. Paige's reaction was a little less calm due to the unexpected timing of the proposal, but nevertheless, she, like Mary, said yes, and joy sprung forth. Onward to peace. Of the four titles that Isaiah proclaims for the descendant of David, the fourth one, Prince of Peace, has perhaps the greatest impact on society at large. Isaiah's poem distinguishes between the former time and the latter time. A prince of peace is not merely one who is peaceful, but one who initiates peace in the midst of the former chaos. Have you ever heard of the Texas sharpshooter fallacy? Ever heard of that? If you haven't, this is what it is. It's a logical fallacy where similarities in data are emphasized and differences are essentially ignored. It's named after the hypothetical sharpshooter who shoots at the side of a barn many times and then draws the targeting circle around the densest cluster of bullet holes. That's how I shoot, by the way. By contrast, Isaiah drew the target for the Messiah centuries before Jesus' appearance. The Prince of Peace, a son born. Jesus then not only hit the target, but redefined it for us in ways that not even Isaiah could have anticipated. And then there's hope. The heavenly hosts had just appeared to the shepherds, making an amazing proclamation. Then they returned to heaven, presumably leaving the shepherds with some questions in their minds. What happened next, though, was a moment filled with hope. The shepherds dared to believe that what they had just been told maybe might just be true. Let's go and see, they said to one another. In a world full of chaos, it was a night of wonder. The shepherds chose hope. Today, it's virtually impossible to place ourselves back in the mindset of people before shows like Candid Camera, Punked, or Impractical Jokers. We are now attuned to the likelihood that anything improbable happening near us must be manufactured to get a response. The shepherds would have had no such conditioning. They would have not asked where the cameras were, obviously. They would have believed that what they saw was authentic. This does not mean, though, that it was easy for the shepherds to process what they had just seen and experienced. Probably just like us, it would have been incredibly difficult. And yet they would have believed the events were genuine. And this evening we close with love. Despite the fear of social ostracism for being an unwed mother, Mary treasured these events in her heart. Despite the obstacles that led up to the side of a manger holding her newborn son, Mary treasured these events in her heart. Despite the arrival of shepherds, curious strangers, in the midst of her family, Mary treasured these events in her heart. Amazement, my friends, helps us to remember events. But love allows us to treasure them. Women have long found ways to do more, be more, and build community despite the circumstances around them. Mary is no exception. She models for all today how to take in her circumstances, pause for reflection, consult with her people, then move forward with faith and wisdom for the changes to come. Mary is not just a passive vessel in Luke's gospel. She is a bold, faithful partner in God's liberating work. From the Annunciation to the birth of Jesus, Mary models courageous consent, prophetic vision, and deep resilience. My friends, at the center of Christmas is Mary's act of embodied love. Jesus comes into this world through Mary's act of embodied love. What she treasures, she nourishes, births, wraps, and lays down the Christ child in the midst of an empire. She says yes to vulnerability. She says yes to risk. Yes to a love that upends the world. Her faith is not quiet compliance, but brave bodily participation in the kingdom of God. Her story teaches us that incarnation, God with us, requires human courage, and that love makes space for liberation through our bodies, our labor, and our ability to empathize, to care. We unwrap these gifts, joy, peace, hope, and love tonight in the birth of Christ. This is the story worth telling from the mountaintops. Take hold, find your voice, and shout it to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.